Andy NGO, Antifa believes it is pushing America towards civil war. By Tom Sikata on September 2, 2019. During an interview with Breitbart News's James Dellingpole, political commentator Andy NGO explained the ideology of the Antifa movement and the group's belief that it is pushing America towards a civil war. During a conversation with Breitbart News's James Dellingpole, political commentator Andy NGO offered some of his thoughts on the ideology behind Antifa's violence. NGO claims that Antifa, which believes that America is currently living under the fascistic dictatorship of President Donald Trump, wants to catapult society into a civil war. There is a symbiotic relationship between extreme anarchists and hardcore communists. And the violence they do on the street is towards furthering their war. They are actually trying to agitate for a revolution. So from the outside it may seem like stupid street violence and vandalism, but they really believe that we are living in the latter days of fascism, NGO said. The conflict is going to happen in the future by bringing these brutal forms of violence, either against the state, individuals, or property. Instead of inching closer and closer to that final climatic battle, it's going to make us run quicker there. NGO argued that Americans should not allow Antifa to falsely declare that they are society's guardians against fascism. We have authorities or academics have the frameworks for researching violent extremist ideologies, and I'd like to see that applied to Antifa. I think, in some ways, how they organize has many parallels to Islamism, NGO continued. So I don't see them as just a benign movement of so-called anti-fascists. I mean, I don't even give them that propaganda win of calling them anti-fascists. I say Antifa because I want to separate that from anti-fascism, which to the average person would sound like a very noble thing. In June, Breitbart News reported that NGO was assaulted by several Antifa protesters during a street rally in Portland. I just got beat up by the crowd, with no police at all. In the middle of the street, NGO said during a live stream on June 29.